Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time 2025. We all inherited the right to claim God's name as our surname. I am. Being is our family inheritance. It comes with the responsibility to invest it for the kind of profitable return our family's founder expects. Where we heirs often mess up is the first name we attach to that family name while living it. The messiest of these first names is, "Don't you know who?" "Don't you know who I am?" is tantamount to taking God's name in vain. Whether saying it or living it, we disrespect the spirit of I am when seeking preferential treatment at any level in humanity's societal pecking order. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 14, Jesus notices several of these types jockeying for position at the head table of the feast to which he was invited as guest of honor. To them he offered a parable about humility with this advice: "When you are invited to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, 'Give your place to this man,' and then you'd have to proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place." Our modern world has overcome such embarrassment and has even built a profit factor into catering to the demands of such "don't you know who I am's." Take amusement park perks, for example. For an extra fee tacked on to the price of admission, even bottom dwellers in this world's pecking order can purchase the right to be a line skipper, advancing past others baking in the sun to take their turn on the roller coaster. The dirty looks aimed at the last who pay to be first come at no extra charge. Line skippers of all varieties rarely pay attention to other I am's anyway. At the top of this world's self-serving pecking order are those with some level of fame they feel entitles them to an all-access pass into night spots or out of tight spots. When challenged by an usher seeking a ticket or a police officer dispensing one, out comes some kind of "don't you know who I am" membership card, seeking preferential treatment, possibly supplemented with a bit of cash. This Sunday's other readings offer more good advice to bearers of "don't you know who I am" cards, issued at the expense of others. The first from Sirach suggests, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." That's Sirach chapter 3. In Sunday's second reading from Hebrews chapter 12, Paul contrasts the two covenants our Father has made with his children to ensure we live up, not down, to the name I am. The first comes with fine print, catering to the legalistic instincts of our Old Testament ancestors who used Mount Sinai's inaccessible, cloud-covered heights to separate themselves from God. The second covenant directs God's family to Mount Zion, where we're invited to join a huge and diverse gathering of relatives, all sharing equal access to God because the exorbitant price for our place in that line was paid on Calvary's cross at the foot of Mount Zion. That payment gives us the right to carry a more courtesy card bearing our family name. No line jumping necessary or allowed to claim it. It's engraved in the hearts of those who live their lives for the good of others. It bears the same message Jesus tacked on to the end of his Father's name and bequeathed to his disciples for them to share with the world: "I am with you always." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.